Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching today is entitled, God First Loved Us.
A reading from the first letter of John. Beloved, we love God because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, but hates his brother, he is a liar. For whoever does not love a brother whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen. This is the commandment we have from him. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten by God, and everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by him. In this way, we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For whoever is begotten by God conquers the world. And the victory that conquers the world is our faith. The Word of the Lord. Beloved, we love God because he first loved us. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments. These sentences tell us not only about the nature of God, but also about our own human nature. God first loved us because God is love. St. Catherine of Siena says that God created us out of love. That means because of and out of the very stuff of love. And he created us for love. God's nature is love. And by analogy, because we are made in the image and likeness of God, there is something of our nature that belongs to love. Human beings crave love. They need love. And yet psychologists will tell us that we cannot love unless we have been loved first. In the normal course of events, we do experience love first from our parents, family, or friends. But what is love? John tells us later in the second sentence I read that the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments. Loving God is not always a warm and fuzzy feeling. In fact, it may feel as cold as ice or as arid as a desert sandstorm. The way we express or show our love for God is by obedience to his commandments. This is the way Jesus showed his love for the Father. Scripture says he was obedient even to death on the cross. St. Thomas Aquinas would tell us that love is in the will. The will is our most precious faculty. When two people love one another, they want to please each other They want to do the things that will make the other happy. The same is true in the spiritual life. God has done what he could to enable us to become happy. He's given us his only begotten Son in the incarnation and the redemption. In modern culture, however, our wills have become flabby. We live by feelings instead of faith, or what we know to be true. So it's very hard for us to do the will of God because we don't even follow our own wills. So how can we do the will of God? How can we grow and show our love for God? First of all, we can ask him to help us. Ask him day in and day out, Lord, help me to do your will, to want your will, to love your will. Second, we can keep the commandments, as the scripture says today, and the precepts of the church, the teaching of the church, the guidance that God has given to us through the church. Thirdly, we can face the circumstances and duties of our life, and our vocation, if we're married and have a family, if we're religious and consecrated, if we're priests, to keep all the precepts and duties of our way of life, to obey the rules of society and of our workplace. This is doing the will of God. This is showing our love for God in the way he has ordained our life. And it is especially in living in the present reality of trusting God, of accepting what happens, good and bad. If we've broken our leg and we're laid up, accept it. A very good prayer to help us to take on the will of God is the famous Serenity Prayer. But not just the first part that you might see on a banner or a pin or a holy card. It's actually the second part of the prayer that's much longer that most people don't know about. That's the key to embracing the will of God and showing him that we really do love him. So I would like to conclude today with the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking as he did, as Christ did, the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. Trusting that he, God, will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. Amen.